朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我们现在请打开神的话，请看路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章。
We will read from verses 49 and 50.
十二章，我们从五十九节读起，四十九节读起。
Now before we read, we'll ask you to bow our heads once again and pray. Ask the Lord to send His Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the Scriptures.
在我们读以前，我们大家一起低头祷告。我们祷告的时候，圣灵降下来，来开我们的眼睛。
Lord, this morning we pray in great earnestness.
今天早上我们祷告，我们在真诚中间祷告。
我们求你 ，We ask your Holy Spirit to come down.
我们求你的圣灵这时候降下来，主
to open our eyes,
将我们的眼睛打开
to read your scripture,
当我们这样看你的话语的时候，我们也求你的圣灵高抹讲员跟翻译的
for we need you,
因为我们实在需要你，
因为
我们知道这不是平常的一些事情我们该做的，
而是
一个在属灵里面该做的事情。我们若不是靠着你的力量，我们就一事无成。因为你已经答应我们，我们在你的里面什么事情都能做。
And we need you this morning to strengthen us.
今天早上我们就需要你这个时候来让我们在你里面坚强。
And we also understand that you want us to be strengthened in the inner man.
我们也知道你要我们里面的人刚强起来。
Therefore, it doesn't matter how outwardly we feel.
所以我们外面的人的感觉如何也没有关系。
It is the Holy Spirit that ministers to the Spirit.
而是圣灵在那里对着灵 来说话。
And we rely on you this morning to minister to every one of us.
今天早上我们这样子来倚靠你，在这个时候你的圣灵向每一个人说话。
We ask Jesus in his precious name.
我们这样子奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Let's read the words from Luke chapter 12.
我们从路加福音第十二章来看神的话。
Verse 49 and 50.
我们看第四十九节跟五十节。
I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straightened till it be accomplished?
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我有当受的喜还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
And there's a difficult word I stumbled through it. It's a straightened, that word.
有一个英文字我刚刚在那里念得很吃力啊，那就是迫切这个字。
And that word is something very particular.
因为这个是一个很特殊的字。
I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Chinese translation, which is not so right.
我不晓得在这里中文这个迫切这个字并不是那么样子的准确。
For the word straighten means bounded, bundled, tight.
因为在这里的他的意思说他在那里被捆绑被束缚，那里非常的被压受紧压的意思。
And since straighten, that word is not quite used, I figured it could be translated as a straight jacket.
如果因为这个字很少在这个很少我们现在用到，所以我几乎可以把它想象中像绑风人的那个大的那个外头那个衣服。
Indeed, that's what it meant to straighten very tight.
事实上，那个感觉就正是如此。
And there was no freedom.
那里完全没有自由了。
Jesus was talking to telling his disciples that he was bounded.
因为在这里，耶稣向他的门徒说，他实在是在那里被捆绑。
You know, this morning I met Stephen. I took him to church, and I realized his right wrist was bundled up.
我今天早上带 Stephen 来教会的时候，我注意到他的右手的这个手腕上头呢，都有把东西绑住。
And he told me he sprained his ankle, wrist when he was playing basketball.
他说他在打篮球的时候呢，这个手腕扭伤了。
I understand that because I did that a lot too.
我非常了解，因为我以前常常这样子扭伤。
And I also bundled my left wrist for a while.
那么我前一阵子我的左手呢，也是绑了绷带，绑了一阵子。
Just the feeling, you have to tighten it very tight.That's the word, what it meant, straighten.
所以这个意思当那里就是绑得紧紧的就是那个意思。
And you can also liken it to what Jesus did to Lazarus.
你也可以想象那个时候当耶稣向拉撒路说话的时候。
And Lazarus was all bundled up when he came out from resurrection from the tomb.
拉撒路那时候从复活的时候从坟墓里走出来的时候全身是被布缠得紧紧的。
And with explanation of this word, I'm going to go back to what Jesus said mainly.In the verse 50.
所以从用我们再回到讲到第五十节，这耶稣到底说的是什么呢
？He said, "I have a baptism to be baptized."
他说我有当受的洗还没有成就。
He needs another baptism to be baptized with.
他需要另外一个洗。
You know, I wonder how many of the disciples understood at that time when they heard him saying this.
我不知道那个时候当时门徒有多少人了解他说这句话是什么意思。
For this was the time that Jesus was about to go to the Calvary.
因为那个时候正好是耶稣将要去加利利的加略的时候，加略山的时候。
The disciples, all of them knew that Jesus already had a baptism.
在那些门徒都已经知道，大部分人都知道，耶稣是已经受过洗的人。
He was baptized in the river of Jordan.
因为他在约旦河那里已经受了洗。
And the angel, I mean the Holy Spirit descended on him as a dove.
在那时候，圣灵降在他身上，好像鸽子。
And John the Baptist has speaking.Of him saying, "This is the one who is anointed. He is the one to come."
而那个时候，施洗约翰在那里宣告，这就是那一位要来的人。
And why is Jesus saying here that he needs another baptism?
那么这里为什么耶稣又再说我需要另外一个洗
？What baptism was he talking about?
所以他这里说另外一个洗，到底他是说什么
？You know, when I first read the book, read the book of Luke.As a young Christian,
当我刚信主一个年轻基督徒来那时候读路加福音的时候。
And I read through this, and I couldn't understand what Jesus said here.
我不太了解到底这里耶稣他所说的是什么。
I tried to understand the first part by saying, here he said, I am come to send fire on the earth.
我前一半呢，我想我大概了解，他说我来要把火丢在地上。
And what will I if it be already kindled?
倘若已经燃起来，着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗
？Well, Jesus is one who set the fire.
因为耶稣就是那一个把火丢下来的人。
What kind of fire?
那么他所说的火是什么火呢
？Could it be the fire of the Holy Spirit?
他说的火是不是说那个圣灵的火呢
？Could it be the fire of judgment?
还是说那个审判的火
？Or what kind of fire was he talking about?
那么到底他所说的火是什么火
？But I still couldn't understand what it has to do with the baptism.
但是我还是不能了解前面这一节所讲的跟后面这里讲的受洗有什么关系
？And baptism we realize is from the water.
我们也知道受洗是从水而来的。
If anything, the water would have quenched all the fire, wouldn't it?
那么，假如说是要用水的话呢？水最大的功用，它是把火会弄熄灭掉的。
Why is Jesus saying that there is a baptism that I'm going to be baptized with?
所以在这里，为什么他还说我要有一个当受的洗
？And as if he had been gone through that baptism, there will be fire coming down.
好像他讲到说这经过这个洗，可能火就下来了。
Later on, when I became a Christian and was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
后来我被圣灵我受圣灵的洗以后
，And I want everyone to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我就很心里迫切，每一个基督徒都能够得到圣灵的洗
，Because that is power.
因为在那里面有全能
，That is revival.
因为在那里面有改变有
，That is hot and heat for the Lord.
因为经过圣灵的洗之后，你就会为着神有热心。
But let me tell you, if one's been baptized with the Holy Spirit, he can forever be strengthened.
因为我相因为我相信就是一度被圣灵所受过圣灵的洗他就能够一直很坚强
The baptism will bring the reality of the Lord to us.
因为圣灵的洗会将这神的真实带给我们
So you see, we want to preach the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢我们就在那里要传讲这个圣灵的洗
And we pray for the church to receive the baptism.
我们就祷告，让教会能够接受这样圣灵的洗。
But when I was praying to preach on the Holy Spirit,
但是当我这样子祷告要讲要讲到圣灵的时候
The Lord speak very clearly to me.
神向我很清楚地说道
He spoke to me saying that I have a baptism to be baptized.
神告诉我我有当受的洗还没有成就
I am reminded often and often and often I have a baptism to be baptized.
我就 一再地受到提醒他那里说我有当受的洗还没有成就
The Lord told me he has a baptism before I can preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
主在那告诉说你 我有当受的洗还没有受在然后我有这个洗受了这个洗然后你才能够来传讲圣灵
I didn't understand that I said Lord, what is it Lord
我不太了解我说到底是怎么回事呢主
Then I begin to realize what we already understood
然后呢我就开始了解我们所了解的我们然后我就才知道有一件事情是我们老早已经知道的。
You know, the Lord talked about I have a baptism in another place.
因为主在另外一个地方也讲到另外一个受的洗。
You know, the best way to understand the Bible is to from references quoting from another one.
你知道我们要了解圣经最好就是说查这一段仿佛的查然后再看看别的地方讲到这里是讲什么。
I believe it in chapter 12 of the book of Matthew.
我相信在马太福音里面有讲到这样的事。
Let me check it. I should have checked it earlier, but I thought I had it. I'm sorry. In Book of Mark, chapter 10, please read it.
在马可福音，对不起，不是马太，是马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
And verse 38. What does it say here?
第三十八节。马可福音第十章第三十八节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 38 reads like this. Did you all find it?
马可福音第十章第三十八节。
Jesus said unto them, You know not what he asked. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?
在这里说，耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said,Unto them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I'm baptized with, shall ye be baptized.
他们说我们能。耶稣说我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受。
It is interesting, isn't it?
所以这里很有意思。
Jesus talked about a baptism meaning his death.
在这里，耶稣所说他的洗是表明他的死。
But you know, interestingly enough, that the disciples receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit instead of death. Of course, spiritually they die too.
但是很奇怪哈，但我们这里后来知道，他的门徒后来所接受的洗是圣灵的洗，而不是死。但是我们知道，在接受那个洗就有经过死亡。
Now think about it.
但是我们想一想看。
Think about it, wouldn't you?
我们仔细再想思想一下。
There is definitely a debt relationship between the baptism the disciple received.And the baptism the Lord received.
所以我们这里就有一个很有意思的一个关系，就是耶稣所受的洗跟门徒所受的洗不一样。
If the Lord has not received his baptism, the disciple would not receive their baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为若是主没有接受他的洗，那些门徒也不可能接受这个圣灵的洗。
You know, after I read the relationship here, I just didn't know what to say.
当我读到这样有一个这样的关系的时候，我心里大受感动，我不知道该怎么说。
I never thought about the relationship between the baptism of the Lord and the baptism of the disciples.
因为我实在是没有想到那个主的洗跟门徒的洗这中间的关系。
I have to confess to you, we know too little of the spiritual things.
我实在是要在这里要承认，我们对于属灵的事情了解的太少。
Even when we thought we did.
甚至就是在那些我们以为我已经了解的事情上面。
You know, several weeks ago, when we talked about there are different kinds of baptism.
在几个礼拜以前我们曾提到说是有不同的种不同的洗
We talk about John and his baptism.
我们那时候提到了施洗约翰和他的洗
And I thought at that time there's only another kind of baptism that the Lord says he's going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
因为在那个时候我还以为另外只有另外一个洗而已就是神要用他的圣灵来给我们施洗
And indeed Paul went to Ephesus realizing those people in Ephesus didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit they only received the baptism of John, which is repentance.
的确，保罗当他去去以弗所的时候，他们也知道在那个地方的门徒只接受了约翰的洗，就是悔改的洗，而并没有真正受圣灵。
The Lord didn't allow me to preach on the baptism of the Holy Spirit because I didn't understand the connection between his baptism.
在那个时候，神没有准许我在那里传讲圣灵的洗，因为那个时候我还不能真的了解到底他这所说的洗是什么。
Dear brother and sister, we always sought for an experience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常在那追求一个经历。
And I'm ashamed to say, even I received the experience, I didn't know what it meant in the spiritual realm.
我也很惭愧地说，即使在我的已经接受了那样的经历之后呢，我还是不能真正了解在这个属灵上面到底它的含义，它的重要性怎么样。
It took so many years after I received the baptism to see the relationship between Jesus' baptism and the baptism of the Holy
Spirit. 因为经过这么多年，我才真正了解这里耶稣所说他所受的洗跟圣灵的洗跟有什么不一样，中间的关系。
Great reverence and great admiration.Of Jesus and his love.
我心里就起了很大的尊敬，也在那里也极大的羡慕对于耶稣所给我们的爱。
I begin to praise God and I begin to praise Jesus, saying, Jesus, wonderful, you're so wonderful.
我在那时就开始敬拜赞美神，因为我说主啊，你实在是伟大。
I said, Lord, love us, you did.
又说主啊，你实在在那里爱了我们。
You love us so much that you're willing to die for it.
你爱我们爱到一个地步，你愿意为我们受死。
In order that we may receive.The baptism of the Holy Spirit, you had to die.
为了我们后来可以接受到圣灵的洗，你需要先经过那一个，就是死亡。
You had to be baptized first with a baptism that we didn't understand.
你要先受那一个洗，是那个洗是我们不能了解的。
Jesus said this at the right time, at the opportune time, when he was revealing the fact that he was going to the Calvary.
因为在这里，他这里讲的就是在那个时候讲的正恰恰好，就是在快要去加勒山之前，他讲到这一个洗。
And the more I read the scripture, the more I believe, or I'm impressed, or I'm convinced that the disciples at that time didn't understand much.
我越在这里越读的时候，越心里就了解，那个时候门徒是一点都不能了解到底主耶稣说这个话什么意思。
But Jesus already said it so clearly, so strongly, so evidently.
主在那里已经讲得那么清清楚楚，那么绝对那么样的强的把这一点讲出来。
He said, I have a baptism to be baptized with.
因为他说我有一个洗还没有受。
And how am I straitened till it be accomplished?
他说到我的心是何等的迫切。
Jesus said he's bundled up, he's all tied up, he is so frustrated. Should I add the word?
因为在那时候，你可以说的，他是在那里是简直被捆绑在那里，心里这么就是非常的难过。
Jesus was the Son of God.
他是一个耶稣是神的儿子。
He came down from heaven.
他是从天上下来的。
Took a form of man.
在那里取了人的样式。
Living in a small place called Galilee.
而住在加利利这一个小小的地方。
Not even in a large city called Jerusalem.
都不是住在像那个大城，像耶路撒冷的大城那样子。
All he did was walk around his people.
他所做的事情就是在那里走来走去。
Minister to his people.
在那里对向着人传福音。
Perform some healing.
来在那里行一些奇事异能。
Preaching to an audience most of unbelief.
在对着一些都是不信的人来传讲。
And he bring down the power of God with amazement, yet people wondered and didn't want to believe who he is.
他将神的大能带下来，而人看见了，实在那里觉得很惊奇，而实在是心里还是不能相信。
For most of his ministry, he was rejected.
而他在那里，他大半的执事都是被人家拒绝。
For most of the time, he was lonely.
大半的时候，他在那里都是寂寞的。
People didn't understand him.
因为人们并不了解他。
He has tried every means to communicate with the great of love of Jesus, love of God.
在那里，他要用各式样的办法，在那里能够要能够让人知道到底神的爱是怎么样。
He said the Father loves you. I love you too.
他说父神爱你，我也爱你。
But people didn't receive him.
但是人还是不接受，不接纳他。
Jesus was lonely.
所以在那，耶稣实在是非常的寂寞。
The power of the heaven and earth was available to him.
在那里，天上地下所有的能力都可以取用。
But he has to conceal in this earthly form.
但是他必须在这个人这个是肉身里头这样子被限制。
For a time or so, maybe Jesus was wondering, what am I doing?
所以也许有的时候，耶稣会在那说：“我到底在这里做什么呢？”
Don't you have that kind of impression, feeling sometimes, wondering what we are as Christians doing on earth?
弟兄姊妹们，你们是不是有时候也有这个感觉？到底我们这个做基督徒在这世上到底做什么事情呢？
We knew surely that we have been given a new life from heaven.
我们实在心里很知道，我们从天上得到了一个新的生命。
And we know this life is sinless.
我们也知道这个生命是没有罪的。
This life is strong.
这个是一个很强的生命。
It's powerful.
是有能力的。
And we shall see Jesus one day.
因为有一天我们还要再去见主。
We shall see God one day.
我们有一天要见神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of you wouldn't you agree with me saying Hallelujah with a salvation?
所以我想我们大家都会了解，都会这样子来反应。我们大家都可以说 Hallelujah, 我们有这样的生命。
Wouldn't you say Hallelujah with me?
Hallelujah. Amen.
But let's turn around and go out to the world.
但是当我们转过身来向着世界走出去的时候
Let's try to tell our friend who Jesus is.
当我们向我们的朋友说耶稣是谁
We sang the song, everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
我们刚才唱那个诗歌说人人都应该知道耶稣是谁
But just you try it.
但是你就试试看吧
They wouldn't believe, they wouldn't know.
他们不会相信，他们也不了解
They were too caught up with the earthly things.
因为他们对世上的事情已经是那样子霸占他的心
They always say we're too busy to listen to the gospel.
因为他们说永远在说我们太忙，没有时间
They didn't say I have baptism to be baptized. They always say I have money to be made.
因为他们永远不会说我有一个喜还没有受，而是说我有很多钱我还没去赚到
I have work that has to be done.
我有很多事情我还要去做
I got job to be done.
我有很多我的工作要做完
Never time to listen to the gospel from heaven.
从来没有时间去听从天上来的这个福音
Won't you feel that you're confined? You're so restricted.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们是不是也有同样的感觉，也觉得到你们在那里在很受到捆绑
？So we come to pray, we say.
所以呢，我们怎么办呢？我们就来祷告。
All right, we pray.
好了，我们就来祷告。
We pour our hearts out.
我们将我们的心这样子倒出来。
We pour our spirit before the Lord.
我们将我们的灵向这样的神来倾倒出来。
That may be the only time that we find some relief.
所以也许只有那个时候，我们能感觉到有一点得到释放。
You know, we come to prayer. Before the prayer meeting, we're so tied up.
所以你知道，我们每次来到祷告聚会，在祷告之前，我们每个人都觉得那样受压那么紧。
It is only after the prayer we find some relief.
只有在祷告之后，我们发现到我们得到了宣泄，得到了释放。
And we are expecting God to do wonderful things.
然后我们就在期待神在那里要做大事。
We realize it's not upon us, it's upon the Holy Spirit.
然后我们才发现，不是靠我们自己，而是靠着圣灵在那里成就事情。
But don't you realize that because the Holy Spirit is in us, we are confined, we are straight.And we are straightened too.
你有没有感觉到因为圣灵在里面我们也有这种受约束 受捆绑的这种感觉
If you never have the Holy Spirit you will not have this straightened feeling
若是你心里从来没有过 有圣灵在里面的话你也不会有这种感觉
If you are not walking closely with God you don't know what I'm talking about
若是你不是很靠近的跟着与主同行的话你现在也不能了解我到底说的是什么意思
But Jesus promised us to experience what he experiences if we walk closely
但是主在那里他已经应许我们，当我们跟他同行，跟他很接近的时候，我们也要经历他所经历的。
Straightened.
在那里，他受约束，受捆绑。
Dear brother and sister, are you straightened?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有感觉到受捆绑
？Several years ago, I went to see a friend in the mental hospital.
好几年以前，我去到这个精神病院去看一个朋友。
He was indeed went crazy. You know, he indeed went crazy.
他实在是精神失常了。
Because there was too much pressure.
因为太多的压力。
He was freshly being educated in the graduate school here in this country.
他那个时候在这里读研究所。
He was overwhelmed with all the burden.
因为在那里实在是看到这个压力太大。
So he went crazy.
所以他实在是就是精神失常了。
They have to give him a sedative.
他们要给他镇静安静剂。
And I went to see him. He was half awake or half
我去看
lively
那时候我去看的时候他就是那么半醒半睡那糊里糊涂的样子
They put him in a straight jacket
他们把他放在用那个straight jacket 把绑起来
Dear brother and sister let me tell you this is an unsightly thing
弟兄姊妹们是一个很难过很不好看的一个景象
And I wanted so much to cut straight the line the wire I mean the bundles out of him
我现在在那看着他说我好想把他那个 jacket 给他剪开给他脱下来
中国话有句说果粽子你们见过没有
there's a such thing as making those 粽子
you're all bundled up
you're just totally tied up 完全整个绑起来
but I realize if we let loose how dangerous he is
但是我们也知道当若是我们把这个剪开的话到底有 多大的危险
he would fight he would hit people
他会打人
It would do all kind of crazy.
他会做各式各样疯狂的事情。
You know, this friend of mine was bundled and all tied up to a wheelchair.
这位朋友呢，他就这样子被绑着 ，jacket 在绑在一个轮椅上头。
You know, not that he can't walk, but the wheelchair served as a weight to pull him down.
并不是说他不能走路，而是他们利用这个轮椅作为一个重量，把他这样子坠下来。
So, dear brother and sister, the Lord must have just felt about like that.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们的主这个时候大概他的感觉就是像那一个人一样。
He was put in the straitjacket.
因为他在那里是完全被绑起来。
In fact, he himself put himself in the straitjacket.
而事实上，他把他自己放在一个这样的情形里下。
Because he wouldn't release the power.
因为他自己没有，他不愿意在那里将他的能力释放出来。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。